Hello, Nerdy Legion. Once again, and potentially a little bit late, sorry about that. I am Dustin. These are your Comic Talk headlines for October 1st, and this is Comic Talk Today. Before we jump into the meat and potatoes of things, guys, there's a real quick thing I wanted to let you know is coming up at the end of this episode-ish. There is a new section I'm playing with for this episode. See how it goes. Whatever. But let's jump into TV news. And in TV news, it's going to be a short one. TV news, we have 2 points to talk about. First of which being Ghost Rider. That's right, writer, not rider. Ghost Rider, if you remember, was a PBS show back forever ago when I was a young lad that I honestly watched every freaking day, and apparently Apple TV Plus has picked up the rights to reboot the series. There is, if you follow the link in the description, there is, or the show notes, or whatever you want to call it, there is a trailer for the new series, and I might have aged out of this one, but either way, I'm super excited that they're bringing it back because it was such a great part of my childhood. Next, we're talking about the official announcement for season 4 of Stranger Things. We already knew this was coming, but it also, with this announcement, they announced that Netflix has signed with the Duffer Brothers. They have a pretty big, the details of which are not exactly known, they have not been made public, but it's still presumably a pretty big exclusivity deal, or what do they call it? They call it a new overall deal. So basically they're just going to be creating content for Netflix exclusively as of this deal. So we're going to get our 5 seasons that they promised us at the beginning of Stranger Things, when they said, yeah, we've got this really big story plan that's going to take us 5 seasons to do it. Potentially, that means we're going to maybe expand the world of Stranger Things and see more content that exists in there that is not part of this specific storyline. So maybe a different series will start. Maybe we'll get a movie, because this is for series and movies. So their deal with Netflix is very interesting to speculate on. But that's what we've got for television. Now let's move into movies news. And movies also is very short. There's a reason why these are short. We're getting to that. There's a reason why we cut these a little short. So first up, this one theoretically could be going in our new section, but it's a little more substantiated. So we're talking about the Batverse over at Warner Brothers. And I say it like that and not specifically for the Batman, because it's dealing with more villains than we presume are going to be in Matt Reeves' movie. So the Forbes has a writer, Mark Hughes, who breaks stories fairly regularly, and he's got a pretty good track record with it. And he is saying that Warner Brothers is looking to cast Riddler, Penguin, Catwoman, and Two-Face, plus a, quote, host of other villains, unquote, for upcoming movies. So the Forbes piece says for the upcoming Matt Reeves Batman movie. I don't buy that part of it. I feel like this is a more of a broad, you get to go in the Batman movie, you get to go in the Nightwing movie, because Nightwing is still in production, and then you get to go into a Batgirl movie, or the Birds of Prey movie, the second Birds of Prey movie, the third Suicide Squad, something along those lines. I feel like that's more appropriate. They're locking in contracts as these projects are getting closer to going into production. So Matt Hughes further goes on to state that Jonah Hill has been offered one of two roles. He has technically been offered both, but he can only take one, the Penguin and the Riddler. So theoretically, those two characters, those two villains from the Rogues Gallery are going to be in the Batman movie, in Matt Reeves' movie. So he is still in negotiations as to which one he would rather do, which one will be the more ideal choice for him. I don't know. I still am on the fence for Jonah Hill. Not going to lie. Still kind of right in the fence. But that is all Matt Hughes had to say about the topic. I feel like I'm passing this one off to you. Do you guys think they're going to put all of these villains in this Batman movie? And if so, is Batman going to be fighting them to any sort of degree? Is it going to be a plethora of rogues for this one? Are they going to pull a Mortal Kombat Annihilation and just shoehorn as many characters as they can into this thing? Let's talk about that in the comments. Interesting to think about. But the next one we're talking about actually just got announced while I was gearing up to film this morning, so this section was potentially going to be even shorter, but we got an official announcement from Kevin Smith while we're at the height of the Jay and Silent Bob reboot hype. Kevin Smith definitely made the announcement on his Instagram this morning saying, we will be getting a Clerks 3. He's going on a tour to mend fences with friends I didn't realize like he had offended or had broken ties with. I know though that the actor who played Randall, that was a known issue, I feel like. I don't know exactly what happened between them, but that's the reason why there's been such a roadblock for doing Clerks material for him, is because some of the actors, specifically the guy who played Randall, were not responsive to doing another movie. Actually, he didn't even really want to do Clerks 2 until he read the script. And then still abrasive relationship with Kevin Smith for whatever reason. And now, according to the post that Kevin made on his Instagram, fences are mended and people are excited about doing a new movie. And this is going to be a fresh script, which Smith has claimed to have just started writing within the last day or two. And it will not be the script that he wrote for this project about 2 years ago. So, interesting. Love Kevin Smith stuff. I specifically love the Clerks movies. As more about this develops, we will be talking about it. But that is the end of the movie section. Now let's move into the rumor mill. That's right. This is the new section for the episode. Maybe we'll keep it. Maybe we won't. Let's find out. So rumor mill, we've got a bunch of rumors dealing with Spider-Man, and very specifically, not very specifically, but more generally speaking, rather, the MCU as a whole. And as we're gearing up for it, we already basically know what Phase 4 looks like. We have an idea of what to expect for Phase 5, judging by what's missing from Phase 4, namely Black Panther 2 and Black Widow. Wait, no, Black Widow is almost done. But that's getting ahead of ourselves. So let's get into the Spider-Man 3 rumors. So we have some rumored plot details, and I take everything in this section with a very large grain of salt because it's coming from unsubstantiated sources. It's coming from lesser reliable sources. That's why I'm not including any of the links for it, because a lot of it is just kind of passing references from different sources that I then connect with the other sources that are less reliable. So all of this stuff is from kind of a plethora of places. So it was really, there would be like 16 links per bullet point if that was the way, you know, if I was including all of the links to all of the sources for where this information comes from. So just right now, take it as rumors. Once we can substantiate these rumors, I will include links for where that substantiation comes from. Works? All right, let's get in on this. Spider-Man 3, we got rumored plot details that include Kraven, which makes sense because we've already discussed the fact that it is confirmed Spider-Man will be in the Kraven the Hunter movie that is in early stages of production at the moment. They also include Chameleon and the Fantastic Four. At the very least, John Krasinski as Reed Richards in a stinger scene at the end of the movie, after the credits and all that jazz. So, other rumors that come from slightly more reliable sources, but I don't want to believe them because they're less fun. Other rumors that kind of are talking about how this third Spider-Man movie will be the last Spider-Man movie in the MCU because they will be using this as a vehicle to write him out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, if you will. But then we have other rumors that really fly in the face of that because they're talking about how Sony really wants to take this opportunity and integrate more of their spider properties into the MCU, even in a passing kind of way. So one rumor has it that they're putting something in the Venom script that will reference events from the greater Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's another rumor still that has the Sinister Six being incorporated into the Marvel Cinematic Universe a little more directly, in that they want to use Mysterio in the Sinister Six, and since Mysterio kind of comes from the MCU because he worked directly for Tony Stark, that's a more direct connection than just referencing events, right? So there's that. There's team-ups, which we're going to get to that in a second, but there's a lot of stuff that the rumors are saying Sony really wants to capitalize this partnership, though that will very potentially take another contract dealing, because all of the rumors and pretty much everything that we've seen that's legit even says that this deal that Sony and Marvel have struck really is only for this one movie. If they want to do more movies going forward, then they're going to have to strike another deal. The same rumors that are talking about integration also have Reed Richards as being Spider-Man's new mentor. So that relationship, now that Iron Man is dead, Tony Stark is gone, potentially makes sense. That's actually kind of really interesting. There is one rumor, which very likely is untrue, that the Avengers Tower will become Oscorp Tower. That seems a little bit too integrated at this stage of the game. More likely is another rumor about Avengers Tower making it into the Baxter Building, because that's a Marvel-owned property. If that happens, then, you know, should a new deal with Sony not surface, they can still keep that as the Baxter Building. Whereas if it becomes the Oscorp Building and then the deal with Sony sours, then they have to rebrand that building again as the Baxter Building. So that's just a lot more moving and shaking than I'm sure anyone really wants to do on Sony's side. But also this same rumor that has Reed Richards as Spider-Man's mentor is the one where we get John Krasinski as Reed Richards, is one of the ones, because there's a few of them that say John Krasinski is being courted to play Reed Richards, but also they want his wife, Emily Blunt, to play Sue Storm, Reed Richards' wife in the comics, right? So that's kind of cool if that's, you know, real and a thing that's going to happen. Also, there are plenty of words going around about potential cameos in the Spider-Man 3 movie. Those cameos very likely won't happen, judging by the timing of things, but it is interesting to think about the possibility, because we will be nearing the end of that Netflix exclusivity clause for their Marvel properties. So rumor has it that Daredevil and Kingpin, the characters, very likely, if it is the characters, it won't be those actors, but we still might be seeing Daredevil and the Kingpin up making some sort of cameo in the third Spider-Man movie. And one rumor even goes so far as to say that Matt Murdock is going to be Spider-Man's lawyer as he's dealing with this identity reveal issue. Maybe he's going to be suing somebody, or somebody's going to be suing him because he's Spider-Man and he did something that they didn't appreciate. And so, I don't know. It was really murky on the details, but it's interesting to think about bringing Matt Murdock in as Spider-Man's lawyer. because they have a relationship in the comic. I mean, they all have relationships in the comics, so that's whatever. But that kind of moves us into the team-ups that I mentioned briefly a moment ago. There are rumored discussions to do team-up movies where we're going to potentially see Spider-Man and the Human Torch do a team-up movie, maybe even Spider-Man and Deadpool. That one they've been kind of kicking around for a while. We talked about that a number of times, actually, with the Spider-Man 2 rumors as that movie was going into development. So, very interesting. But continuing down that Fantastic Four side of things, we have another... This one's not Spider-Man related directly. This one's more MCU related. There is word that the way that Feige and company are going to incorporate the Fantastic Four into the greater Marvel Cinematic Universe is that they will have been there from the beginning. They will have been there in the 70s when all of the craziness started happening. And then somehow the four of them disappeared into the negative zone. And from the negative zone, they reemerge in present day, having not aged since the 70s. And that's a really intriguing way to bring them in. We already know that we're going to be seeing something dealing with Fantastic Four in Phase 5. Very potentially, we will be seeing Stinger trailers in Phase 4 that are going to be teasing the Fantastic Four. So it's super likely that they are looking to cast these roles. And also super likely that they are starting to work on early versions of the script. So that will be really interesting. One last Marvel rumor we're going to be talking about is Black Widow. William Hurt, who played Thunderbolt Ross in the... which one? Civil War. Sorry, brain just shut down. In the Civil War movie, he has been rumored to have been on set for the reshoots on the Black Widow project. Additional photography was actually the words used, not reshoots. So additional photography implies that they're shooting a new scene. And potentially that new scene is the after credits Stinger scene. And that then leads to speculation that maybe they're setting up the Thunderbolts project. That's fun to think about. And then our last rumor for the rumor mill is not Marvel related at all. It is actually Catwoman related. So Zoe Kravitz was reportedly being courted as the potential actress to play Catwoman. Scheduling conflicts have gotten in the way. She is not going to be able to do it. But there's a rumor that maybe Elle Fanning will do it. That's an interesting change for a number of reasons, not the least of which being the racial identity of those actors, but also the age difference in those actors. And interesting, just a lot of really interesting rumors. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk Today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits plus a bunch more nerdy stuff, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.